Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to video games, it's never a nice thing to witness a friend or close ally turn towards a darker route. But you know what? Here, the sting is made even worse, because we didn't just know the events prior to their fall from grace, but actively had a hand in helping them get to where they were. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 more video game heroes who turned evil in the sequel. Number 8, Jin Kazama, Tekken 6. In arguably one of the best fighting games ever created, the almighty Tekken 3 introduced fans of the series to a slew of new fighters, mostly representing the next generation of people willing to punch that pesky old spine right out of the back of you. However, of all of these second and third generation fighters, one stood at the top of the pile as a child who literally was born to brawl, and that is Jin Kazama, the love child of Kazuya and Jin. His style and awesome moveset made him an instant fan favorite. However, it was soon clear that this prodigy wasn't going to end up being the hero of this narrative. After being used by his grandfather Heihachi, developing devil powers and finding that his trash bag father was still alive, Jin became disillusioned with the Mishima bloodline, leading to him vowing to destroy them all. Yet, the rotten apple didn't fall far from the tree, and soon enough Jin had disposed of his rivals and taken over the family company Mishima Zaibatsu, and set out using the vast wealth and power it gave him to put a stranglehold on the world. Luckily, the ending of Tekken 7 does seem to be setting him up to be the hero once more, but man, did he have a dark time during what one could call his gap year. Number 7, Levant, Jade Cocoon 2. For those of you who haven't played the Jade Cocoon series, then you are missing out on a slice of brilliant JRPG fun. The titles basically play out as if Pokemon was more obsessed with bugs and even more insane. Seriously, just trying to follow the plot alone might drive you mad thanks to the ridiculous twists and turns it takes, and getting to grips with its battle system does require a huge level of tactical planning. Still, if you can break through these moments, then there is a wonderful experience just waiting for you. That being said, for fans of the original, Jade Cocoon 2 turned into a bit of a bittersweet moment, because at the close of the game, the hero of the original title, Levant, turns to the forces of evil when he's infected by an evil spirit, causing him to want to destroy the forest and cause widespread suffering. And speaking of suffering, the battle against him in this form can take up to half a bloody hour. Imagine getting him to his final evolved form and then dying, only having to sit through all of that wonky dialogue again. Truly, that makes him the real villain, right? Number 6, Siegfried, Soul Calibur. Ah, the Soul Edge, the weapon of legend and true power. You can see why it was the desire of all of the cast of the original title in the Soul Calibur series to wrest control of the weapon away from Cervantes, who was, at the time, its current wielder. As the franchise has gone on and the lore around this sword has changed and grown, one thing has remained the same. Its power corrupts absolutely and can turn even the mightiest hero into the greatest villain. And there is no better example of this than the sorry tale of Siegfried. This warrior set out to find the sword, only for it to take his very soul in the process. As the newly dubbed Nightmare, Siegfried was forced to commit atrocities as the weapon used his body like a puppet and became the primary antagonist of the series for a while. Eventually, he would be freed from the monster's control and set out to destroy the weapon once and for all, but for a time, there was no one who didn't look upon his shadowy form in absolute terror. Number 5. The Jackal, Far Cry 2. Isn't it lovely when fan theories are finally proven to be correct by the developers? It's that beautiful bow on the gift that is then handed back to the fandom as a reward for spotting the tiny details that sometimes go unaddressed for decades. Such was the case of Far Cry 2, which during an interview with Clint Hocking, who was the creative developer of the game, revealed that the fan theory that the protagonist Jack Carver from the original game and the primary antagonist of the sequel were in fact the same person. Now, this had been speculated on for years, ever since fans found files in Far Cry 2 of the Jackal that listed him as being Jack Carver. However, without anything in the game drawing these points together, many just assumed it to be a mistake or piece of cut content. Yet, with this confirmation, we can see how the shady smuggler Jack ended up becoming the Jackal, who definitely seems to have grown his base of operations since the first game. Number 4. Handsome Jack. Kinda. Borderlands 2. Now, let's be clear about something. Handsome Jack is a very, very, very bad guy. I mean, after all, there's a special place in hell for those that imprisoned their own offspring to use them as some sort of cosmic battery to power their evil schemes. However, in the narrative of Borderlands, the pre-sequel, he's painted in a much different manner. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's still a backstabbing, conniving little shit. But to be honest, when you're rolling in the Borderlands universe, everyone is a deep shade of grey on the morality scale. I mean, hell, the heroes of the story gleefully kill people without a care, so the baseline is all over the place. Plus, if it makes you feel any better, you're technically playing as a clone of Handsome Jack thanks to the Doppelganger DLC pack that was released for the game. Therefore, technically you're not responsible for the many, many crimes and horrors that Jack has committed, as you're a separate clone of him. However, it does look like the Doppelganger has fallen on some pretty rough times come the sequel in Borderlands 2, as here he's gunned down as a mini-boss by the Vault Hunters in fairly short order. Still, it was fun while it lasted. Number 3. Cody Travers, Street Fighter Alpha 3. Come the end of the original final fight, Cody Travers was a hero of pretty sizable proportions. Not only had he disbanded the Mad Gear Gang in pretty decisive fashion by battering their leader off the edge of a building, but he'd rescued the mayor's daughter, Jessica, and even had a pretty saucy smooch with her. All in all, that's pretty much the Hollywood ending, right? Well, unfortunately, things took a dark turn come Street Fighter Alpha 3, where Cody is now sporting a very fashionable set of chains and a prison jumpsuit. So what the hell happened? Well, it turns out that between the two games, Cody was arrested by a corrupt police officer who he knocked out on the original quest, as well as the fact that he just couldn't stop fighting due to his love of combat. This obviously terrible outlet for his anger caused Jessica to leave him, and thus led him to declare that he was no hero at all, just a man who wanted to fight. Even when other characters could see the good in him, Cody saw himself as the villain. Pretty sad, right? Well, don't worry, because in later appearances, Cody does seem to have found his purpose once more, becoming the mayor of Metro City after having his crimes forgiven by Hagar. Talk about a turnaround, right? Number 2. Talion, Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor. In a move that unfortunately soured the entire experience of the Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War games, Talion, the human ranger who is brought from the beyond in order to combat the forces of evil, actually ends up falling in league with Sauron come the close of the sequel. It's a move that still leaves some fans reeling, but it's an altogether rather expected one. We all knew that the games are set before the events of The Lord of the Rings, so therefore he would either have to die or be written out in some fashion. However, the means by which he is absorbed into the canon are painful at best. After resisting the power of the Dark Lord for decades, finally his mind cannot bear the pain it causes him, and he eventually relents, becoming one of the Nazgul and joining the hunt for Frodo and the One Ring. Yet while his journey ends in a less than heroic fashion, he is redeemed come the close of The Lord of the Rings, being freed from his curse when the ring is finally destroyed and leaving him able to walk in the afterlife with his family once more. And number 1. Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII. It's so strange to think of Sephiroth as being anything other than the meanest villain ever to grace a video game disc, especially seeing his continued representation of his character across Final Fantasy, Dissidia, and Kingdom Hearts basically cements him as a guy who would throw your nan in a sack and then beat the tar out of it with a mallet just for a laugh. Yet for those who delved back in time to Crisis Core, Sephiroth would come to take on a whole new light as the title focused not just on Cloud's journey to teenage angst, but also of Sephiroth's own conflicted and emotional tale. Starting as a rather friendly, if slightly aloof character, Sephiroth presents himself as somebody willing to pitch in for the team and goes out of his way numerous times to help his allies in a pinch. This, coupled with the praise that many lavish on him, builds the image of a man who would never, ever falter. Yet, as Sephiroth learns about his past, his attitude begins to change, and we see his facade fracture, revealing the villain that we all knew and loathed from our childhood. It was a painful journey indeed.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.